My brother Charlie's been writing some songs. And since I finally caught up with the times and got a computer this year and got email and all that stuff, I'm the last one on Earth, I believe. But so now Charlie can write songs, and he records himself singing a tune he wants. He emails it up to me. I put some chords to it, and then I email it back, and, you know, works out pretty good. So he wrote a song tonight. Or not, no. He wrote a song. He's going to sing it tonight. So I'm going to have Charlie come up here.
Before we got it. Like I said, I think the last time that I stood up on a stage ready to sing, I think you were playing Reuben in the play when we were about 8 years old, probably about right over there. But we're going to miss old Reuben around here. That was my only line. But I certainly wanted to, this is a lot easier. You can't see anybody. I can see spotlights.
Hey, Charlie, with these lights like this, we can't see Mom crying.
That's true.
Because if we see that,
forget about
it's
it.
Over.
Just a couple things that I wanted to just say hello from our family. Obviously, my mom and my father and my sister Mimi and Pete. We all say hello, and we appreciate everything. I was collected with some friends today, and they said, "Man, you're a lot like your dad." And I said to them, "You know what? When that happens, the first thing I do, which is probably not very brethren, is I go drink a beer." Being back here is incredible. One of the first things I remember as a child is how incredible those doors were, that you could close and they can disappear and it'd be a wall. But this song is about thanking our angels, really, our family angels. So I was lucky. We were all lucky to be surrounded by angels. There's a farm 2 miles over here at the base of a mountain. And I used to have to put a backpack of Roundup on me and go spray through these Christmas trees. And as an eighth grader, you know, you go to tie your shoe and you forget you have a backpack of Roundup on. So I took a Roundup shower. But also, 20 feet from there, there's a pond. And my father baptized me in that pond. There's also a greenhouse about, oh, I don't know, 5 miles that way. And there was a guy who said to me, "You always have to work on your feet. Don't ever be laying down on the job." There's a farm headed towards Womelsdorf that had the best strawberry jam that you could possibly ever eat. Also, we saw our first butchered cow at that. And I'm sure people are starting to figure out where they might fall into the story. This church also had a talking suitcase. Wow, you get out in the world and you realize what people who do that stuff, that's not normal. Not from that perspective, but from like a, you know, really, really live your faith kind of perspective. Absolutely incredible. A little bit more of a powerful thing. They're all powerful, but there's a factory that processes mushrooms not far from here. And I grew up with a great, great friend in that that lived there. And when our country wants to say alien, this church and our family said brother and family. That's incredible. There's a guy sitting out here who would always come and look for Pete and always check in on him. There's a room downstairs where you'd have love feast. And I was taught to wash people's feet. There was a funeral for my grandmother Johnson. The first people I saw when I walked to the church were people sitting out here in Indiana. Every year we also got Christmas presents, 6 to 7 big old boxes full of chips and soda every single Christmas.
Hey, do you remember the scraps from making communion bread?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to ask God for forgiveness because I stole a whole lot of communion bread. Whole lot of communion bread. We'd always come in afterwards and find a way. So much so that my mom will make it every now and then just to reminisce. My list could go on and on, but I'll kind of end with this. I teach I'm a high school teacher, so I teach special education, but I also teach history. And I used to teach world history, and we would always teach the Reformation, where the church began to split. And, you know, I would show them the branches where it all would split out. And I'd always look to the far right or left, however the map was going. I'd see those Anabaptists down there, which the Brethren are in. And just, it was almost like a badge of pride. That's where I came from. So that's powerful. And, you know, this church has gone through a lot of change in the last 5 years, and I'm sure you guys have had struggles and successes just like every church and every person does. What a powerful witness. So powerful that it was spiritual, because I didn't know. I didn't know it. And here I sit, 31 years old, just starting to grasp it. So I'm thanking you for my angels. Now, we're going to attempt to sing this